Hi, it's Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and I want to thank all of you who attended the New York City Global Game Jam 2016, hosted by Playcrafting and Microsoft, last month at the Microsoft offices in New York City. Participants and developers from around the world collaborated on the central theme of rituals and then had to build a game around this concept in only 48 hours. The event witnessed hundreds of gamers and developers joining together to share their creativity and personal experience in the art of video game development. And thanks to initiatives like our own ID at Xbox program that enables qualified game developers of all sizes to unleash their creativity by self-publishing digital games on Xbox One, it's quite possible many of these developers will see their dreams of publishing a game come to life. Thanks again to all of those who participated in the event. For more information about other upcoming events, visit playcrafting.com or globalgamejam.org. Happy building!
Hi there, this is Kevin Chen, the artist and designer of the Game Jam project called The Ostrich Among Us. Also in the team, we have Fox Chen do the coding and Tiru Malai do the animation. So this is a fast action rhythm game. It looks hilarious, I know, right? But it's actually really tough to play. You're going to help this silly gentleman ostrich finish several stupid rituals of the ring dance. Okay, first you should know there are three actions you can make in the game. Press down key to sit down, up key to stand up, and the space bar to smash your head into the ground. Like this. Don't worry, he's an ostrich. I bet he's fine. Okay, let's start our first ritual. Here we go. Three more ostriches just joined my party. And they're going to make an action on the beat one by one. So when it's your turn, just hit the button with the same action. Like this. Okay, two more. Go. 1, 2, 3, go. Ah, I missed that one. Head smash. No. As you can see, the pattern of their actions keeps changing every round. So you have to figure out that pattern first and make a prediction of your next move. Then hit the red button. The more right moves you made, the heavier the ring will be, which means more water you can collect into that bucket. So for this round, I only made like 42%. Not bad, right? Let's try the next level. Here we go. Okay, two lines this time. Head smash. I missed that one. Raise your head. Okay, head smash again. No. Oh my god. I give up. I totally messed up over there. So I only made 8%, really? You can see the game could get really hard if there are more ostriches in your line, or more frequent changing actions, or just song with faster beat. So that's it. Hope you guys enjoy it, and if you want to give it a try, just search it on the Game Jam website. It's called The Ostrich Among Us. Thank you for watching. Peace.
树海是一个帮助抑郁的人们减轻压力的游戏，设计灵感来源于青木原树海，一个位于日本富士山脚下的天然森林，因为频发的自杀事件而被人熟知。在游戏里，玩家控制守护精灵，陪伴在陷入绝望的人的身边，帮他赶走焦虑和困惑的阴影，同时也收集快乐和积极的能量，为他点亮生活的希望。做这款游戏也是为了纪念一位朋友，一个非常有才华的艺术家。他性格活泼外向，但是因为受到躁郁症的折磨而选择了自杀。 这些年我常常会想起他，会觉得如果我当时能深入一点了解他的处境，并且尽我所能的给他一些帮助的话，有没有可能会避免这样的事情发生呢？这样的想法在脑海中盘旋了很久，也促使我来设计一个这样的游戏，来希望能关注并且帮助到受到同样问题困扰的人群。
This is Murder Train by Team Astoria My Life. You are an ordinary conductor with your daily routine of taking tickets quite ritualized. One day, however, a scream alerts you to something unusual on the train. That's when you learn you're not the only one with a ritual. There's someone else. But their ritual is murder. There are 20 unique passengers in the train. One of them is the murderer. The murderer never strikes in the same car as the player.Examine passengers by moving deftly through cars and listen for them dropping hints to the murderer's identity. Use hat, shirt, pants, gender, and of course where they were when the murder occurred to narrow down your search. Accuse the correct killer to win, but if you accuse the wrong person or the killer kills everyone, you lose. Building off the concept of the ritualized behavior of a serial killer and pairing it with the stoic routine of a train conductor taking tickets in a commuter train, we have a world where rituals collide.All of the audio for this game is done with voiceover, and the plot of each playthrough has a different random murderer, victim, and witnesses.
Prey Play is a four-player competitive multiplayer game. Your objective is to sacrifice the most cows to your god. To sacrifice a cow to a god, you have to get the cow in front of you and pray to your god to smite that cow.To pray, you have to follow a ritual, a set of instructions on which prayer button to push on your controller. Once you initiate a prayer circle will appear in front of you. If you successfully finish the prayer, anything within that prayer circle will get smited. If you fail to successfully finish the prayer by hitting the wrong prayer button on your controller,Your prayer ritual will reset itself with a whole new set of instructions. If you smite a player, or if your god smites a player, their prayer ritual will be reset. If you smite a cow, you have successfully sacrificed that cow. Also, if you smite another player, they will lose one cow. The first tribal leader to successfully sacrifice 10 cows wins the game.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Leet Hacksaw, a hacking simulation game made entirely in HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and so on and so forth. Let's enter full screen mode here and press the play button to start. Basically, it puts you into a random room by yourself at first. You can read on the screen there, the instructions to play the game are to match the keyboard as fast as you can. The faster you match the keyboard, the further right the slider goes. The slower you match the keyboard, the further left the slider goes.The objective of the game is, together with your teammates, keep the slider in the center of the screen. What the game does is it sums up your speed and your teammates' speeds and basically shows you the position of the slider based off of those total speeds. Now, you can see on the screen, it's basically just random code that appears on the screen. It's not really the code that you type, it's just, you know, random key presses. Now, intermittently, you'll see what's called an action item. So it says, press download bandwidth. Now, the items themselves are pretty much gibberish. On the bottom panel here, you can see a list of action items. So whenever you see one of those red screens, you're supposed to press one of the shortcuts on the bottom. Now, the thing to note here is that Sometimes you'll see an action item, and it'll actually be on your friend's screen. So you'll have to call out that action item, and then they'll be able to press that for you. Now, we've just created another tab. Here we're playing now with two people. On the right-hand side, you can see that there's an extra agent in the room. And basically, yeah, so this is right now, I'm smashing the keyboard, and I see an action item there, and yeah, this is Elite Hacksaw, a multiplayer hacking simulator.
Feather Skull Fire Pyramid is an asymmetrical local multiplayer game with hidden information created for Global Game Jam 16. The team for the game consisted of myself, Matt Mirafish, on programming, Sam Eng, also on programming, Cosmo D on sound effects and music, and Graham Reed on art direction. The point of the game is for the defending player to complete a ritual by sending their minions to the four different shrines to collect a set of resources. The resources that the defending player needs to collect are set in an initial screen where they input a secret order to their ritual. This is done by pressing buttons on the face of the controller, first once to set the sequence, and then a second time to confirm it. Once the sequence has been input, the defending player needs to push those same buttons on the controller to send minions from the central gates out to the shrine and back with the resources needed in the order specified in the initial ritual order selection screen. The attacking player needs to run around the level and prevent the minions from reaching the gates. If they can do this long enough to run out the circular timer at the top of the screen, the attacking player wins. And if the defending player can collect the resources before this happens, the defending player wins. To prevent the attacking player from destroying the minions, the defending player has a turret which shoots glowing rings which they can use to destroy the attacking player and force them to respawn on the other side of the map. We felt that this design was fairly successful. It was interesting for the attacking player to try to guess what sequence the defending player was trying to achieve, and for the defending player to both think about faking out the attacking player by sending minions to the wrong spaces, and to complete the skill challenge of shooting and sending minions at the same time. Overall, the experience was a good one. We worked hard for 48 hours, but had a great time working together as a first-time team, and would love to come back next year.
This is Synopse by Team A Story of My Life. Navigate the small yellow impulses down the pathways. You can steer them all as a group, but the main goal is to get them to extend the green pathway. Every time an impulse reaches the end, it lengthens the path and generates new branches. Every time a path is traversed, it gets stronger and brighter. Because all the impulses are steered at once, the impulses will often find their way down deviant paths as the player focuses on one of them. They will travel on their own randomly unless the player takes control. This was inspired by the idea of rituals building pathways in the mind and strengthening them in those pathways. We immediately had a vision of the game having neural pathways to navigate down with lots of branching paths. We wanted the game to be abstract, but it ties in with our own interpretations. It represents the mind finding patterns on its own and a person's ability to consciously redirect their thoughts down more favorable paths, getting out of destructive rituals. As the game grows more complex, it evolves into a game of concentration as you focus on your main pathway while the deviations tempt your impulses down less favorable routes. The player has the freedom to allow them to travel down whatever path they like. While the game scores along the green pathway at a specific time limit, players can create whatever they find satisfying. This entire game is procedurally generated.
Hi. Hi, I'm Sandy Chen. I'm representing Team Firefly. I'm going to be discussing the inspiration behind our rhythm-based music game for Global Game Jam 2016. We intended this game to be for touchscreen tablets, and we had some constraints. We wanted it to be a casual game that anyone could just pick up and play, and we wanted the art requirements to be pretty minimal. So to play this game, you need to listen very carefully to the female firefly. She gives off some pulses and some tones, and you need to repeat the exact rhythm by tapping on the male firefly. This game was inspired by these awesome photos of fireflies in the national forest, and they're just a swirl of light. They're nature's dances of light, and you feel this closeness to nature. It's very ethereal and very moving. And we wanted to capture this feeling, and this is sort of like a secluded glen that you might be picturing this. And also, fireflies are supposedly contain the souls of the dead samurai, and so it's sort of a transcendental kind of feeling. Fireflies communicate through these flashes, and it was sort of frenetic. It's sort of like a choreographed dance. So we really wanted to have this feeling of courtship, and the player is going to be providing the melody to the accompaniment, which is the music. So it's a music game. I didn't want to talk over it, but here's the clip of the game.
Hello, I'm Mike from EOS Interactive, and this is Witchualistic, our cooperative local multiplayer game created for the Global Game Jam 2016. The game is simple. Perform individual tasks along with your witch crew to complete rituals for your warlock master. The more rituals completed, the happier he'll be. Let's get to it. Here, you can see each of the four players sitting at the table. We'll press the back button to identify which witch is which. And now we'll begin the first ritual. Commands are of three types. Spin the joystick, rapidly mash a button, or press a specific sequence of buttons. Each action during the ceremony represents the individual work and incantations being performed by the witches. Everyone at the table must complete their part of the ritual for the group to move on, so one bad witch can hold your entire team's progress behind. Feel free to let them know. This concept came to us after tinkering with more abstract ideas of rituals. We brainstormed for hours, but ultimately we placed the goal of having fun at the top of our list of priorities, and none of our ideas had sounded like something that would be fun to create or even play for that matter. With that in mind, we converged on the idea of a local multiplayer experience, a party game, and we used witches around a cauldron as a thematic anchor. Nothing about it was planned, but the theme ultimately stuck and led us to what we have now. We had an absolute blast putting the game together, and hope to further develop it in the future with some really fun ideas that didn't make the first cut. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter.